afternoon. Today is Monday, September the 9th. What day is today, Dr. Mr. Eagles?
It's September 11th.
The day.
The what day?
Day for California.
I'm sorry.
Admissions Day.
Oh, Admissions Day. Of course it is. Well, you know, we haven't celebrated in such a long time, I'm afraid. And believe it or not, I've been around a long time, but I was not here then. So I have no real experience to draw from.
Well, we used to at least remember that it was.
Well, we do.
And at least comment of it during the school day.
But the reason I pause is this is the week, of course, that we have the Patriots Day on September 11th, where we do fly the flags at half staff.
But we don't run a marathon.
And no.
They don't. That's Boston, and that's all that they have claim to that. Yeah. So it's Patriots Day, it's Admissions Day, and then it's my birthday in the middle of the two.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That so that's like a trio. Well, minus the tree.
Well, I hope you have due recognition planned.
I hope that I have
ask
a very,
your staff if they have
very, very quiet, nothing, anything surprise day.
Well, that's actually the way I like them. The older you get, the more you're kind of into that.
No, today is made up for it.
Well, that's great to see you on Monday, September 9th, Admissions Day.
I thought you were going to say it's glad to see your vertical.
It's always good to have
you. Oh. So what do you got to talk about here?
Well, I'd like to talk about our enrollment.
Okay.
And I do believe it's turning to the positive. We finally hit the bottom, and we stabilized last year. We're picking up a little bit, a handful of kids across the county, and that gives me pause to think that things are looking up.
So we will follow the bouncing ball.
Yes.
Mitch Miller, another age reference thing.
Yeah,
but you got
you.
That one.
If
that
I
is amazing.
That
you got that one. When we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggie of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say. It's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles from the County Office of Ed. But before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from the Marquis of Halifax. It has nothing to do with California.
Also not a friend of mine, but go ahead.
Really?
I'm sure he has good wisdom to share.
I have to find a quote of a friend of yours?
No.
That could take some time.
Yes, it could.
Quote, men are not hanged for stealing horses, but that horses may not be stolen.
I'm supposed to ponder that one?
Not particularly.
I'll come back later on that.
No. I could find something maybe gold in California.
No, that's okay.
You sure? Yeah, it's probably better that way.
Yeah, probably better. I'll have to. You know, that came from a book called The 1001 Smartest Things Ever Said.
Well, somebody was
really?
Bragging last week that they were reading a book that had the 10,000 best quotes.
Is that right?
And that kind of is more than what we have cumulative here over the years, of at least what's for. I think we lost one book.
Well,
I think there was a paperback one
you're
time.
You're going to have to get a little copy.
I got to find a bookstore.
They have some online now, you know.
Oh, that's what I.
Plus, we have some used bookstores in town. Maybe they've got some.
I think, the biggest snob. I'm a food snob, I know. Only like certain foods, don't really. Want to explore too terribly much. Although I did find a great cranberry cheesecake made last week. That wasn't too bad. But for books, I got to own them. If I screw it up, I want to screw up mine, not somebody else's.
Okay.
I don't want fingerprints.
So you're afraid if you go down to the library, you'll then mark it up.
Well, never. Well, for 5 years?
And you want to be.
I'd like to check it out for 5 years, please. Yeah, that's not going to go too far.
And you want to be the first one to crack open that new.
Yeah, there's book. That's. I guess now when we're out of town, I love going into a new bookstore or books, new books store.
Right.
and just going crazy.
Actually,
I walk out with 10 or 12 books. That to me is, that's vacation time, is being able to read a mind candy book, not a fiction book or historical fiction, something like that. That is, yeah.
The trouble is that I find is that with time being what it is, it's hard to carve out a niche to be able to read. I do a lot of reading, obviously, in my business all the time.
Oh, sure, internet's
but,
reports
but to read
and
something
blah, blah, blah.
Else.
The mind, it's got to be mind candy. It can't be, for at least for okay. me. Otherwise, it's work related.
One of these days, we'll compare notes for the benefit of your listening audience and see if they agree with our selections.
And they have to be hardcover too.
You
told
you,
I'm
picky.
A snob. I am
you
a snob. No question. Because if it's a good book, I want to hold on to it. One of my goals eventually is to have a library with hardcover books.
Okay.
A paperback book in a library. I mean, it's goofy. So,
okay.
And then if I really get lucky, it's first editions with the current ones that I'm reading. Okay.
I have a very old 1899 Teddy Roosevelt Rough Rider first edition.
You want to be sure that
it's not in the best
grandkids don't get close to that one. Yeah.
Yeah,
put that one. Put a halogen spotlight down on that one. You want to be sure that you don't forget where that guy is
true.
At all times. So, looking at enrollment here.
Yes.
Normally, we're at this time of the year, we're talking budget and enrollment. Well, we talked about budget last month, and things are still kind of squirrely and not really sure where
are. It's that change of formula, doing business a little bit differently. They're still in the process of fine-tuning it, and frankly, I expect there will continue to be some changes.
But you get some stability, at least with the numbers of kids, so that you don't have two variables at work.
That's true.
You have more just one variable, and you can kind of compare this to last year.
Well, and that's a positive. And I'll tell you, it's a real good sign for our schools now that if we can see the bottom of this enrollment decline that we have been experiencing upwards of 20 years and actually turn it around. And what we've noted is that while we only have a handful of children under 100, that's in addition more than this same time last year, nevertheless, that's stable. What we also see, Brian, which is a plus, is that our kindergarten, first, and second grade enrollments are higher than our sophomore, junior, and senior enrollments at the high school, which means that if we can maintain this pattern all the way through, then all of our schools, K-12, will be a plus. And speaking of enrollment, you know, it...
Narrow, but consistent.
Yes. I mean, we're not talking about vast differences, but we're talking about differences that are meaningful in the right direction as a county.
Are they spread out evenly throughout the county, Gary, or are there certain districts that are up with a chunk and others that have seen a decline?
Well, I would say that none are up so much to be unusual.
It's 319.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you've never been to Eureka's Sequoia Park Zoo, or haven't in a long time, you're in for a treat. Eureka is one of the smallest cities in the nation to have a zoo, and quite a zoo it is. It's among the redwood trees and specializes in a variety of small animals. Many exhibits have been updated, with more on the way. A big favorite is the red panda family. If you think of pandas as black and white, big, and chewing on bamboo, think again. Red pandas are small with reddish coats and white faces. Watch them scamper on their trees. The pink flamingo flock will dazzle you as you pass their pond. There are many more zoo pleasures awaiting young and old alike. There's a cafe and gift shop, too. On Wednesdays, all visitors come in at half price. For days and hours, see their website, sequoiaparkzoo.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles. Gary, so looking at the enrollment, things kind of look static, which is a pretty good thing. The pockets, the enrollment in some areas up or down, do you have a sense? Is it Fortuna continuing to grow and another community continuing to implode, or has pretty much every school district kind of settled?
Well, no. There are about half as many districts dropped a few kids as went up. But I don't see any particular communities that one could say, there's fast growth. But I do believe that we Eureka's outreach has resulted in a little higher enrollment. The enrollment has turned a little bit in Arcata. Arcata had been dropping considerably. In fact, as a school district, Arcata Elementary was one of the largest declines, and they've turned 24 students a classroom. Again, not huge number changes, but in a very positive direction.
Now, you say a classroom. Is it a classroom? Is that how you look at it? Or do you look at in two chairs in each classroom that weren't being full before? Yeah. So it's really true incremental growth rather than costly growth.
Well, we would have to actually go back for a year-over-year, grade-by-grade, to give you that precise answer, to be honest with you, Brian.
But a sense.
I look at it as another teacher was added. Now, I can say the one pattern that does tend to be holding a little more steady is that some of our more remote communities are the ones who are tending to have, again, some shrinkage. And this trend actually would not be necessarily novel for Humboldt County. It's been reported to me in the state that there are more folks moving back into the more urbanized suburban areas out of the rural communities. Obviously, I think that is a leftover issue of the economy, and that has not changed. And even so I do see that pattern. But it's not just a particular remote. It's all the more remote areas, north, east, and south, where we're continuing to see some of the declines.
So if the high schools are pretty much comfy, and the K-3 is pretty comfy, what about I don't want to call it preschool because I know that's not the right term, but let's call it preschool because I think we all understand what it is, or nursery school.
Yeah.
How has that been working out?
Well, I don't have all the countywide numbers yet for that, but that looks pretty stable as well. Plus, you'll recall that the schools in Humboldt County began to implement the transitional kindergarten program last year. That was for the early, the very young children. And we have...
That would be the nursery school reference for me.
4.5 years of age, yeah, that sort of thing.
Up to kindergarten, yeah.
And we have about...
Kindergarten, take it easy, people.
Kindergarten. We have over 200 students enrolled in that transitional kindergarten program, and I think that's a real plus.
Yeah, I was wondering, is that a win? Is that a plus?
I think it's a plus. I think it's certainly a plus for the children. I think it's a win for the parents, too, because... And as we are able to work with those young children, I think it provides a better experience into the kindergarten program.
Do all schools have that program?
Just about all schools have that, and almost every school that does operate it has fully implemented it. You'll recall that the state of California changed its age of eligibility for school and was advancing it 1 month, going from December... first part of December to November, October, rolling back to September. And this would be the second year, so therefore the rollback is into October. Next year would be the full implementation. And just about every school that's implementing TK is now fully implemented, meaning they're taking those September birthdays as well into the TK. Now, the thing that we're also finding, based on the experience last year, is that parents really enjoy the opportunity. And there has been some flexibility because just because a child is young and eligible for TK, by a school district offering both TK and K, they can advance the child as rapidly as the child is capable of advancing in skill development.
Is that wise, do you think?
At the same time, well, I think it depends on the child. At the same time, it allows for a more targeted instruction for those younger children because so many of the younger children need to learn some of those basic skills of, you know, sitting a little more quietly.
Social interaction, yeah.
Working in groups, that sort of thing.
That's what I was getting to.
Those are the pluses.
You bring the little guys up a little bit sooner, and now they're mixing with older that might have those social skill sets. Or can they just spend more time in the transitional?
Well, actually, it depends on the school district. There are some school districts that have TK that are sharing a classroom with kindergarten with different curriculums, different experiences, perhaps with an aide working in concert with the teacher and doing some group work. Then we have some that are large enough that are running independent transitional kindergartens all for the little guys. But as I said, the stories that we get back from the districts as well as parents that we've talked to from last year, that was an overwhelming success in implementing it.
So as you look at this, these are comfortable numbers for you. Could be better, but you're not panicking as past years.
I'll tell you what. No, because we were usually losing 200, 300, 400, 500 children year over year. And we may be only gaining 100 this year, but that's a lot better than losing.
KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:30. We'll be back with more from Gary Eagles.
This is the final weekend to get a free iComfort box spring or $1,000 off any iSeries adjustable foundation at Vern's Furniture. Don't miss this super savings opportunity. When you buy any iComfort or iSeries mattress at Vern's, get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Queen mattress set for just $399 too. But the savings absolutely end after Sunday. Get to Vern's Furniture for the free iComfort box spring offer or the $1,000 discount on an adjustable foundation. Vern's Furniture.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles. Gary, looking at some of the enrollment patterns, in the past we've talked about when do you keep a school open, when do you keep a school closed? And for me, the most visible one, and it's probably because I see it most often, of those schools that are the left behinds, is Oric. Neat facility. It looks like it was at one point a neat community. It was before I, was really passing through on a regular basis. Now it looks like it was something that was forgotten or being trampled on by government. And we can argue the how comes and the wherefores. But there's no biz there. And, as importantly, no kids there our topic.
Oric is one of those remote areas of the county that over the last few years has considerably declined in terms of student enrollment.
Almost a poster child.
Yes, because the community itself is representative of the economic decline with the timber industry and shutting down. There's a great deal of pride by the community that's in Oric, and I work closely with the school board and the representatives in the area, but they are concerned. There was some hope when the federal center moved in up there that might turn some numbers differently in the community. It didn't happen that way. As I understand it, the employees live out of the community, come there and work and drive back. So it really didn't revitalize. They've struggled over the years with having enough money for infrastructure improvements with water and sewer conditions and the like. And the industries that are there, the Burl Industries and some of the small businesses, they do in fact struggle. Again, a lot of pride in that community. I know the school board worked with the community to submit an application for modernization classrooms to support their school several years ago. The money did come through. They finished a couple of years ago with some of the modernization and preservation. I mean, they actually put on new roofs and things of that nature just to keep the building up to par. But they did so many things inside, too, to be able to provide a learning environment for kids that's conducive in a positive way, new playground structures and things of that nature as well. But the kids have declined. I remember when that school was over 200 kids, and now we're under a dozen.
Yeah, well, when you have your mills being shut down or for whatever reason and not a lot of activity, and you can see that it was there and it was viable at that point, but do you walk away from the school or do you repurpose it and say, let's make this a charter school or let's make this an independent learning school, something that almost, I think magnet school is a phrase that's used too often, but well, something that attracts people into the community during the daytime and then they go back to their areas?
I think the problem with Oric is its relative isolation. As you note, you became more familiar with Oric when you expanded your business enterprise into Southern Oregon. And so between Eureka and Southern Oregon, you're doing a lot of driving and passing through. But Oric is just that. It's a place to pass through. It isn't a destination spot. And as a result, you have a lot of traffic, say, going from McKinleyville into Eureka, but they're not going from McKinleyville north. Oric is quite a ways away from the Klamath area, which, of course, would be the Del Norte community. That itself is also small. So it really doesn't easily facilitate parents bringing their kids to school of any kind.
Right, and that's why you have the banana slugs out running around, picking the kids up. But my thought is, with the lagoon being there, with the ocean being there, with Redwood National Park being there, with the Interpretive Center being there, mm-hmm. with Redwood Creek being there, with the rodeo grounds being there, there's a lot of, if it was an outdoor-themed program, available for a school that emphasized biology, botany, marine biology, water or fluid motions and things like that, as some of the other elementary schools and junior highs have kind of focused their stuff. Is that enough of a draw to bring people to it, or is it just so remote that the community is just too far away?
I think that's it, Brian. As you say, there's a lot of things that potentially could be used to help support a very engaging educational enterprise. But I just think the isolation of that community is such that there's no easy solution.
Well, let me throw another thought out, and then you can tell me I'm full of hot air, and we'll go to a break.
Okay.
When Eureka went through their stuff, there were a number of kids. Our guys were in an elementary school. We've got one at the end of the road here. We brought him here because of convenience to the business.
Mm-hmm.
And for mom and dad to be in the neighborhood, and they were old enough so that they could walk and stuff. Has there been an outreach to the federal employees in the building there? Because it looks as if they've got to have at least 100, if not 150 or so, to have a neighborhood school. And that's a school that's their neighborhood, rather than having the kids go into a latchkey kind of a situation.
Well, I don't know if the school district has done that recently. I know when that building first opened up, there was a definite outreach at the time. But I don't think it has been successful. In fact, I'm almost certain it hasn't been, simply because of the numbers. It would indicate that no, because, again, it hasn't been that long ago that ORIC had 35, 40, 45 students, and now we're down to very few. In fact, if they continue to fall, they will be placed in jeopardy in terms of having the minimum enrollment necessary to continue to be a legally viable enterprise according to the state.
And without the ability to do any expansion, any development, that really pretty much sentences them to that determination, doesn't it?
Yes, and here's the thing. Schools are a reflection of the community. Because the community in that area is on economic decline, that will spell eventual disaster for the school district.
Because I was saying, wouldn't that be a great campus for CR or some of the others in those areas of emphasis if they had dorm?
Well,
whoops, can't build a dorm because we're under a moratorium, so they really are locked with what they've got.
Right, right. Interesting point about the college or the university outreach. I don't know if some program like that in partnership up there in that community wouldn't help regenerate that community. But, of course, the university and the community college themselves have not been in good financial straits in recent years as well to make those kind of investments.
KINS, News and Information Times, 343. We'll be back with more from Gary Eagles.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:47. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Gary Eagles. Gary, looking at the enrollment figures overall, charter schools I know were a big issue at one point, and I think it was probably more because they were novel than anything else. The rules really hadn't been laid down. We had the thing with the Matol charter school that kind of made life a little interesting for a while for some folks. Has the structure of charter schools settled? Are they not honed in, because that's not fair, but are they more clearly defined now than what they have been in the past?
I think they're relatively stable. We have seen a couple of shifts. Previously Matol charter, independent charters, actually went from Matol sponsorship to Arcadia Elementary sponsorship this year, so they've transitioned, but they're still in existence. Redwood Prep Charter there in Fortuna added a grade this year, so they've expanded a little bit. We see some shifts between charters, so
that's your cup of tea.
Yep. Right now, we're sitting right about 13% of the public school enrollment is in charters, and that's up a percent or so from what it's been. I usually have quoted 12 in the past, so now 13. I don't see that as a major shift. I think that's going to be a relatively stable amount. You're going to see those charters attract interest from parents who want an alternative, and I think that's what we're seeing.
The numbers are pretty impressive when taken in total. Have you had 14,000, okay-ish?
For 14 and a half, and you have 2,000 kids in charters.
But there certainly are sub-magnets, like you mentioned the Matole, 650 kids. That's more than most of your other schools.
Yes, but keep in mind that Matole offers schools not only just in Humboldt County, but in Trinity, Del Norte, and in Mendocino.
So you're saying they're a profit center?
They have
not to get too close to that edge of the problems, but they're bringing kids into the county that wouldn't otherwise be in the county.
Yes,
under the
county's domain. Yes, yeah. And they're serving them primarily in independent study programs. One of the programs that has had some of the more extensive growth recently is Alder Grove Charter. I already mentioned Redwood Prep and Fortuna that was launched, that, as I said, added a grade level this year. They added seventh grade. North Coast Prep continues to serve some high school students. They're up to 137, and I say up to because actually they were designed for about 80 or 90 students. So they're serving a bit more than what their target is, even.
Are you surprised how many are in the high school level going to charter school versus going into public for the high school?
No, I'm not. Because I see that parents like alternatives at all levels.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me again. I look forward to coming back.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.